Since the Industrial Revolution, employers and employees have been at opposite ends of the divide. While one group works for increased profitability and economic viability, the other fights for workers' rights and well-being. At opposite ends of the spectrum, we have seen through various decades and centuries, protests, strikes and unrests, which has caused instability and economic disruptions. However, for the first time in Australia, at least, we have seen during this pandemic, workers' unions and the Liberal government come together to arrive at workable solutions that will benefit both employees and employers. Is this the way of the future? The question has always been, why does both sides have to be at opposite ends? Why can't they be working for a common goal and unified end result? After all, both parties need each other and need to work together to be successful and profitable. The goal that I have always advocated in heading HR is, why do employees need to join a third party to represent their interests? A third party that really doesn't know the intricate details of working in the organization that only the employees and employers know about. The union represents an industry or a collective of organizations, and their interests are all about the union and the organizations. Why can't the organization take care of their own employees and save the $10 or $100 membership for the employees? Isn't that what HR is meant to do? If HR is truly doing their job and takes care of the needs and well-being of the employees, then do we really need a third party to take care of them? This will also save the membership fees for the employees. As an analogy, parents should be taking care of their own children and they shouldn't need another outside party to look after their children. It's only when the parents do not have the resources or the ability, then the government agencies step in to assist. Similarly, if employers with a strong and able HR department and are given the resources and support, then they should be able to look after their employees. More importantly, HR staff should have the knowledge, skills, aptitude and attitude to want and be able to look after the needs of the employees, which will then strengthen the workforce as well as make them confident and reliant, knowing full well that they have a supportive and understanding employer who will care and nurture their employees. If this happens, what a different economic world it would be. Suresh Menon on Human Resources.